It's a warm, sunny morning in May. 20-year-old Javon McDonald is perched on a ladder that's propped against a tiny wooden house just outside of downtown Tryon. He's spent the past hour scraping away paint from a section above the front porch.
And I'm sanding it down in order for us to prime it and repaint it.
The nearly 90-year-old three-room structure just happens to be the childhood home of Tryon's most famous native. Eunice Wayman was born in 1933 and would grow up to be singer, songwriter, and civil rights icon Nina Simone.
At the beginning, I didn't know much about her. Well, my mom and my grandma did, and like they knew about her. And when I told them, they were very excited.
McDonald is a member of a Job Corps team that's been assigned by the National Trust for Historic Preservation to help restore the outside of the home. He says once he learned more about Nina Simone, the project took on a whole new meaning.
And just being here is just very humbling and very honorable to just do something of this proportion and this magnitude for someone who was that important to not just music, but politics and just African-American culture. And knowing that this is where she started, this is where she grew up and spent most of her childhood, it just means a lot.
Simone, who died in 2003, was trained as a classical pianist and left Tryon after high school for New York, where her dreams of a classical piano career took a detour when she landed a job singing jazz in a nightclub under the name Nina Simone.
I put a spell on you.
And she made her mark in the 50s and 60s on both the music scene and the civil rights movement.
Knowing everything that we know about her and who she was and what she stood for and what she still represents so much in cultural history and our collective memory, just looking at this house and thinking all that was going to be.
That's Tiffany Tolbert, a senior field officer with the National Trust, who's helping direct the work on the house, which has been in the planning stages for more than 2 years. In 2017, four artists from New York purchased the home, which had been kept intact thanks to efforts by dedicated community members. Last summer, the Trust designated the home a national treasure, and a formal rehabilitation and preservation plan started taking shape. This work on the exterior is the first of many steps in the restoration process, which includes trying to figure out what to do with the home. The National Trust has created an online survey to gather public input and is holding a brainstorming workshop in Tryon with local artists, project partners, and preservation experts.
Being able to work on this, to have this remain as a part of the physical landscape, the collective memory, and the cultural and architectural history of Tryon in North Carolina is very important, and I'm just very privileged to be able to work on this project.
As the sanding and scraping continued, Tolbert, who's a big Nina Simone fan, stepped back to take it all in.
The first time I came to Tryon, as my team, we were driving to the house, I stopped and I was like, so we have to listen to Nina Simone as we come here, and I definitely need to stand in the yard for a little bit and listen to it while I'm here.
Do you have a favorite Nina Simone song?
My favorite Nina Simone song is Wild is the Wind. That's just an amazing, it's classical, it's jazz, it's a gorgeous piece.
In Tryon at the Nina Simone House, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
So it is does have some deteriorated parts, but the work we're doing is helping to slow and stymie that while we look at the long-term picture for the property. Everyone's just been supportive. It's just a lot of goodwill around this project in North Carolina and around the country.
Musicians John Legend and Yusuf Cat Stevens and actress, writer, and producer Issa Rae are among the celebrities who've pledged their support to help restore the childhood home of Tryon's most famous resident. Singer-songwriter and civil rights activist Nina Simone made her musical mark in the 50s and 60s. She was known to her hometown in western North Carolina as Eunice Wayman. The 90-year-old three-room home where she spent part of her childhood had been kept intact by dedicated Okay, I'm just going to stop here because I'm...
for and what she still represents so much in cultural history and our collective memory, just looking at this house and thinking all that was going to be started in one of these rooms, you know, that we are all one person and we think, you know, we're just a small part of the universe, but all the potential and all the future was, you know, there in this house, in this room, you know, decades ago. So being able to work on this, to have this remain as a part of the physical landscape, the collective memory, and the cultural and architectural history of Tryon in North Carolina is very important, and I'm just very privileged.
I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Last summer, Nina Simone's childhood home in Tryon was designated a national treasure by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. This week, the organization is launching a crowdfunding campaign to help restore and preserve the late singer's home. I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News and an update on a story we've been following since 2017. Last summer, Nina Simone's childhood home in Tryon was designated as a national treasure by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. This week, the organization is launching a crowdfunding campaign to help restore and preserve the late singer's home. Musician John Legend and actress and producer Issa Rae are among the celebrities who've pledged their support to help restore the childhood home of Tryon's most famous resident. Singer, songwriter, and civil rights activist Nina Simone made her musical mark in the 50s and 60s. The three-room home where she spent part of her childhood is now owned by four New York artists, and last year's National Treasure designation helped set plans for restoration in motion. In May, a Job Corps team spent a few weeks in Tryon working on the home's exterior, replacing siding, painting, and stabilizing a wobbly porch. Tiffany Tolbert, a senior field officer with the National Trust, was on the scene supervising.
So it is does have some deteriorated parts, but the work we're doing is helping to slow and stymie that while we look at the long-term picture for the property. Everyone's just been supportive. It's just a lot of goodwill around this project in North Carolina and around the country.
And that goodwill is now taking shape as a crowdfunding campaign to keep the restoration motivation going. The National Trust is also gathering community and public input on plans for the home's future as a cultural landmark. You know I can't stand it. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News. Musician John Legend and actress and producer Issa Rae are among the celebrities who've pledged their support to help restore the childhood home of Tryon's most famous resident. Singer-songwriter and civil rights activist Nina Simone made her musical mark in the 50s and 60s. The three-room home where she spent part of her childhood is now owned by four New York... Musician John Legend, actress and producer Issa Rae are among the celebrities who've pledged their support to help restore the childhood home of Tryon's most famous restaurant. Oh, fuck it.